Thanks.
The Prague police officer is in hospital in Paris
after being shot by an unknown assailant on Friday evening.
The officer and his partner had stopped the assailant in a routine check in Prague's Smíchov district when the man pulled his weapon and fired. The shootout ensued before the attacker took control of the officer's car and drove off. The vehicle was abandoned just 300 meters away. The assailant nevertheless managed to escape. In the incident, at least 10 shots were fired. The Czech national daily Mladá.dnes reported on Friday that a Czech doctor has bet more than 30,000 euros at three agencies in Prague that U.S. presidential incumbent George W. Bush would win in November's U.S. elections. The doctor, a 57-year-old, has claimed if he wins his wager, he will donate a third of the winnings to victims of the recent Russian school tragedy in Beslan. Turning to sport now, Czech tennis player David Rykl and his Indian partner Leander Paes have lost their doubles final in the U.S. Open in New York. The two were defeated in straight sets 6-3 by the Canadian-Jamaican duo of Mark Knowles and Daniel Nestor. The Grand Slam finals appearance at Flushing Meadows was Czech player David Rykl's first. In football, netminder Petr Cech has earned his fourth clean sheet in five games as his football side Chelsea tied with Aston Villa on Saturday in the English Premiership. In a notable moment in the game, the Czech goalkeeper erased a chance by Hitzlsperger on a free kick, keeping the game even. Chelsea have now conceded just one goal in a total of five games. And finally, a look at the weather. Sunday should see sunny weather with temperatures during the daytime of about 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Bellinger. That's the end of the news.
It's into Radio Prague. I'm Dieter Sidhu. Thanks for joining us. Coming up, the man who went to see the Prime Minister with a billy goat and donkey in tow. A new monastery has been consecrated in the Czech Republic, the first time in more than 600 years. And philatelists travel from near and far to get the Roman Schebelle stamp at Prague's main post office. Find out more in magazine with Daniel Azarova. And in this week's Letter from Prague, Brian Kennedy looks at a modern Czech tragic comedy in which he, unfortunately, plays the leading role. And to find out how zombies were introduced into Czech film, stay tuned for this week's 101, in which Pavla Horáková talks to film director and screenwriter Marek Dobeš. Stay tuned. Inhabitants and visitors to the Czech capital are now savoring their first taste of Burčák, a highly popular fermented young wine that appears on the market several weeks after the start of the grape harvest. One of the first places where you can get a taste of Burčák is the Moravian Wine Archive in Prague, but within decades,